If you tell someone you're headed to Napa, they probably expect you to be sampling some wine and perhaps staying at a resort. In 1850, if you told someone you were headed to Napa, chances are you had a much different trip in mind. The story is today's edition of The American Countryside.
Morton Buildings, the best in the construction business since 1903. If you're ready for a new farm storage facility, insulated workshop, hobby garage, horse barn, or custom home, Morton will provide the building you'll be proud to call your own. Contact us today during Building Value Days. It's the biggest sales event of the year. Don't miss the opportunity to get the best building at the best price. Find the building of your dreams at MortonBuildings.com.
Whether you are a serious collector of antiques and the classics or just love old farm machinery, Machinery Pete's Classic Tractor Price Guide is the one resource you'll enjoy. This book is jam-packed with prices, facts, and stories about all kinds of antique and classic farm equipment from the early 1900s to 1978. For only $29.95, you can use Machinery Pete's Classic Tractor Price Guide as a trusted and valuable resource in pursuing your antique iron passion. Call 877-847-9599 or visit shopfarmjournal.com.
Today you know Napa for wine. In the mid-1800s, folks knew it for something else.
Napa was a jumping-off point for the gold country. You could travel by boat from San Francisco all the way up to Napa.
As Nancy Levenberg at the Napa Historical Society explains, the river could accommodate deep-draft boats to this point, which made Napa the beginning point for those headed to strike it rich in the mining fields. The place also had another important purpose in the mining story, though.
But they also came back here to winter. And so, for example, one of the first building constructed in Napa was a saloon. We had many saloons and bordellos at that time in town because, of course, that and hotels is what the miners wanted when they came home for the winter to spend their money here.
And those factors combine for an interesting early history of the place.
Napa is known for its rough and ready early frontier days. We had populations of highwaymen and bad guys who killed people and did all kinds of crazy stuff.
While Napa had its rough and tumble side, another very different face of the community was emerging as well.
The local population began to pursue what every other frontier town did, which was to try to civilize their town, to bring culture to the town. And so very, very early on, Napa, for example, had a free library movement that started as early as the 1870s. We set up schools, we had churches, we set up a courthouse in the 1870s. It was actually constructed in the 1870s. We had an opera house.
And soon resorts would begin to dot the land and change the tenor of the place too. More next time as we travel the countryside. In Napa, California, I'm Andrew McCray.